Hello, hello, hello. So today marks 4 years of Section 377 when it was struck down by the Supreme Court after being reintroduced because of the government. And I did campaigning on it back in 2016 when it was still criminal, and I want to give you a bit of a background as to how it affected me personally growing up and where we stand today. So I used to work for the Attorney General in Australia in a secure job for 6 years, working in insolvencies and doing my, you know, daily grind. And I really got sick of it, and I really thought, is this life? Is this what I really want? And I had a friend who was very passionate about equality and fighting for LGBT rights in Australia. And he and I spoke about it quite a lot, and I was very impressed by his whole ideology and wanting to really make a difference, especially in a place like Australia where people are still very closeted when you go out of the main cities, and there's a lot of racism and migrants, and they don't feel integrated and welcome. At the same time, I found myself in Berlin because everyone said, oh, darling, you belong in Berlin. And I wanted to check it out and see what kind of life I have there. And I saw a lot of, Syrian refugees, and it was the time when there was a big crisis. So I really wanted to help people. And I couldn't get into the system because they didn't want foreigners working for the German government or things like that, and for them to get international focus from the inside. So I found out that my friend who used to work for Equality in Melbourne, he was also coming to Berlin. And unfortunately, the plane he was in with his mum, it crashed. And it was absolutely devastating because he was coming to celebrate his 30th birthday in Germany, and we were going to be together and figure out a life together. And that really, really hit me that life is too short and it can be taken away in an instant. So I decided that why not carry his torch forward and help wherever I can. And someone remarked in Germany that why don't you help people in your own country where they really need it, especially since there's no vocal gay people and no out people, and there's not enough media coverage and things like that. And back in the day, there was absolutely nothing. Like, growing up was extremely hard because you could never actually have a contact point as to see whether it's gonna be okay, you know? So I decided that I'm gonna move to India and open a LGBT yoga retreat. I became a yoga teacher, and I said I wanna give back people whatever I can in my own way. And I thought yoga was a great gift because it gave me a lot of balance and the strength to be myself and to, you know, face up to family and society and all that pressure, and to really calm myself down and give that balance. And that's how I began my journey of yoga, and I opened India's first LGBT yoga retreat in Goa. And I remember at the time I did a lot of naked campaigns, and for me, nudity is just normal. It's just how we are. And I don't have to cover up in facades to pretend to be someone else. This is who I am in the flesh. Fat, thin, tall, dark, skinny, whatever, you know, hairy, smooth. It's who I am. And I love myself for it. So the main point became family as to, and society and Section 377, and I said, we need to fight this, and I'm gonna fight it through the LGBT yoga retreat because I'm not doing anything illegal. I'm not illegal, so why should I feel ashamed or be made to feel small? Especially because growing up, I remember I had a boyfriend in Chandigarh, and we were making out in the car in the evening, and we got tapped on by the police, and they asked us to come out. And we had to really try to defuse the situation because we were young. I was 18, I didn't know what was actually happening, and he was from Canada, he didn't live there, so we thought we could really be harassed by the police, or we don't know what trouble we would get into with family, and because I wasn't out at that time. And Chandigarh being such a small place, it was just not okay being, you know, gay and open or, you know, doing things. So he tried to, my boyfriend at the time, he tried to defuse the situation. And he told me to go back and sit in the car. And the police was touching me. They were touching my nipple and they were saying, where did you come from? And this and that, you're too young to be in this and you shouldn't be involved in all these things. We should take you to the police station. And I was just so scared. I just really, really didn't want to be there. And my boyfriend paid them off and we got out of there miraculously. And that was my first brush with what life could be like in India. And I just wanted to get out. And he also told me he lived in Canada and he was like, just get out. There's no life for you here. The police, the authority, the society, the people, they will not let you live. And that's when I knew we needed to do something. And if a person like me also just shut up and got married to a woman and hid my sexuality for the rest of my life, then what hope was there for any of the future generations? And here I am today where it's not illegal to be gay in India. I'm living in India. I'm having a great sex life and people are coming more and more out, but there's still a lot of work to be done, which is why I think it's important to tell your story and for people to really hear what it's like growing up and how privileged they are today and how much more there is still to fight about. And we can really get there. Marriage equality, equality for everyone, and actually having legal protection for who you are and living your own life without having defined by heteronormativity or what people think is okay. Like, fuck family, fuck society, fuck religion. Like, really just do you, because you are fabulous. You're born the way you are and really just enjoy your life. And today I've been invited by the British High Commissioner to mark the 4 years of the repeal of Section 377. And it's quite interesting because they are the ones who put it in and it took us, I don't know, 60, 70 years to really get rid of it. And they are the ones celebrating instead of India really celebrating it. So I want you to be a champion of it, spread the love, be a champion, be yourself, accept who you are, say no to all prejudices and what people say about living your life or being naked or being a slut or having sex or it's unnatural or how did you get into it and all these things, and really just live your life. And that is my message to you. So the work will continue. This is why I'm here. This is why I will always keep preaching. So a lot of love and light to you, and please, please be yourself because you're fabulous.